Letters to Daniel, Volume 1, Letter 03b. I was delivered once and young. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King 2012, in the sixth month, on the 27th day of the sixth month.
Help! I need somebody.
Help!
Not just anybody. You know I need someone.
Help!
When I was younger, so much younger than today,
I never needed
anybody's help in any way.
But now
these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured.
Now I find
I've changed my mind and open up the doors.
Dear Dan, in 1971, I was 12 years old. The Vietnam War was in full swing. Hippies were protesting in the streets, and Jesus people were beginning to be saved out of those hippies. One of the results of so many young people seeking the Lord was the predominance of small group and not so small group house churches. Around this time, my mom would attend any number of these house church meetings as often as possible. So it was that one night, I think it may have been a Friday, we were meeting at a house church, U10. We had attended church there on a weekly basis for a couple months. On this particular night, the Holy Spirit was prevalent. So there was a lot of praying, prophesying, and teaching. At one point during the service, I was downstairs with some of the other kids. It was getting too hot in the service, and I found it cooler in the basement. While I was still downstairs, the owner of the house and elder in the church came into the room while he was praying in the Spirit. He looked at me and said these words, "Spirit of lust, come out of him." This word was spot on because I had recently reached puberty and was getting a lot of assistance in discovering my manhood from an evil spirit whose selfish thoughts of pleasure I found arousing. It's very likely that the fulfillment of this word took place 2 years later in the summer of 1973, when I was being filled with and baptized by Jesus in the Holy Spirit. My own personal battle with human sexual lust has ebbed and flowed over the years. In the first decade of marriage to my wife, we had the normal fulfillment of marriage. But after my motorcycle accident and her hysterectomy, bedroom activities for us ceased altogether. After that, we both had to be as if we were single from a sexual standpoint. But even those losses I can consider as his gain. Somehow, Jesus finds value in these matters. So I will still trust in him in all things. Blessings. R.C. Theophilus.
My independence seems to vanish in the haze, but every now and then I feel so insecure.
I know that I
just need you like I've never done before. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being right.
Anybody's helping anyone. shore.